Welcome to the All's Fair with Laura Wasser podcast. Each week on the show, we speak with celebrities, innovators, and experts about all kinds of relationships, including divorce, love, war, and everything in between. Here's our conversation with television personality Dina Lohan, who rose to fame as the mother and manager of actress Lindsay Lohan. In addition to Lindsay, Dina has three other children with ex-husband Michael. And in this episode of All's Fair with Laura Wasser, she opens up to me about her journey to co-parenting successfully with her ex and why her work raising awareness about domestic violence is so important. Hi there. It's me, Laura Wasser, the divorce attorney and the founder of It's Over Easy, the online divorce service. I've been practicing family law for over 20 years, and I've worked on thousands of divorces, shepherding people through what may be one of the most terrifying times in their lives. Along the way, I often have to remind people to lower their expectations. When dealing with matters of the heart, rules simply don't apply, because all's fair in love and war. So welcome to the All's Fair podcast. Fasten your seatbelts and let's go. I'm Laura Wasser, the divorce attorney and founder and CEO of the online divorce service, It's Over Easy.
I'm Johnny Rains, and this is the All's Fair podcast, where everything relevant to relationships is up for examination and discussion.
Relationships, by their very nature, are layered and fluid, and they change shape as we evolve. It's my job to observe and interpret these observations into tools that can help families achieve their next iterations. Divorce can be many things, but it doesn't have to be ugly. And my advice to celebrities and civilians alike is keep it amicable, do your best to keep the split under wraps, social media silence, don't publicly attack your ex, keep your kids' best interest in mind. But of course, people don't always follow my advice, fools that they are. We'll get into that with our next guest, who has turned her next chapter into something special, not only for herself, but for her children as well. Joining us now is one of the most well-known momagers in the business. She's a tireless mother of four, an author and a reality star in her own right, and she's also launching a new podcast. Here's a taste.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dina Lohan, and I'm the host of our new podcast, Listen to Me, the OG Mama D.
And I'm her co-host, Chanel Amari from Chanel in the City.
And together we will be teaming up to set the record straight on celebrity tabloid gossip. We've both been there. We've seen it all, and now it's our turn to speak.
That's right, Mama D. We will also be discussing virtual dating, comedy, and how COVID-19 is affecting everyone and more.
So come on the journey with us by subscribing and rating the podcast.
Make sure to follow us at Listen to Me, the OG Mama D podcast, on all social media platforms for updates and more.
We will see you soon.
Welcome to All's Fair, Dina Lohan. In Us Magazine this month, you say that your ex, Michael Lohan, and you have come to a very good place co-parenting your four kids. Tell us a little bit about how you guys got there.
That's a loaded question. You know, divorce is tough. Relationships are tough. Marriage is tough. A lot of toughs in there. But, you know, I got married very young. Michael and I both were very young. So prior to me getting married, I was with my first love, who was killed in a car fire. He was in the same business of entertainment I was in. So a lot of that really changed my life, clearly. And I think now, looking back in a very positive way, that I just felt at that time I really grew a lot. I didn't go out for a year. You know, I just kind of watched soap operas at my parents' house. And then a year later, I went to the surf club on the Upper West Side. I don't know if you know where that is in New York.
Oh, yes.
And my three best friends who were graduating from University of Virginia, and I was at NYU at the time. So I met Michael. He knocked a bottle of champagne off a table, and the rest is history, I could say. But really, I didn't, because he's like, what's your last name? I'm Italian-Irish, Donata Molina Nicolette Sullivan. So I said, Sullivan, look it up. Well, that's like crazy. There's like a million Sullivans on Long Island. You know, I was born in the Bronx, but grew up on Long Island, still here. I'm such a Long Island girl, but yeah, and that, the rest is pretty much history. I was engaged within 3 months, married after six.
Wow.
You know, it is what it is. I've been divorced for decades, over two decades, and we've grown. It wasn't immediate. You know, there was a lot of things that transpired, which everyone probably knows. I don't want to be redundant. I just know that now we're friends. We're in a great place. This guy, Jesse, who's in my life, is friends with Michael, and he kind of helped through that as well. Uh-huh. like, why is he friends with my ex-husband? But it's not a big deal because I see Michael out in the Hamptons and he's like, you know, I'm like, sit with us. It's like, cool. We're not anything really that the press made it so horrible. There was a very scary time. And for me personally, I was going through, and he was going through issues that caused this. So now I feel we're in a great place. My children, you know, they're older now. My youngest is 23. My oldest is 33. That makes me 103, I guess. But anyway, so that in looking back retrospectively, you know, my parents were married 50 years. So I don't know divorce. I don't know about that. I'm very fortunate. You know, my mother's Italian. She'd throw a couple of shoes at my brothers and yardsticks. You know, it wasn't perfect. But actually, I never thought I'd be divorced. You know, we all were read Cinderella.
Right.
The story now I read to my kids. I'm going to read to my grandchildren when we have them, The Little Train That Could.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that the press exacerbated the divorce acrimony between you and Michael?
Absolutely. But there were facts, you know.
Right.
And there were things that really did happen that neither him nor I could, you know, say it wasn't true because there was, you know, abuse going on. So that was true. And, you know, but the rest was totally sensationalized, I believe. You know, it didn't have to be public.
Right. And how do you think that part of it, the public part of it, affected your kids? We talked to so many people who are getting divorced and, you know, again, there's abuse, there's drug and alcohol use, there's adultery, and it always is miserable. But again, in most situations, you're not reading about it at the market or having your kids' friends talk about it at school. So how did that affect your children? How old were they, by the way, when you guys split up?
Well, we were together and split up several times.
Okay.
I went out with all four children for a time. And then he went through his own situation, which is for him to tell. I don't like talking about somebody else if they're not here. So I can only tell you what happened to me. And Lindsay was little and Michael was little. The two older ones, there was like 8 years in between that. So 6 to 8 years in between that where we weren't together. Mm-hmm. And I had custody, sole custody. So it was a very different time. And the younger two weren't really affected as much. So I feel the older two, which is why, you know, they use the word co-parenting. You know, our children are going to grow up and have relationships and are grown. They're certainly not grown up. You don't say, bye, my daughter's 33. I'm not going to hang out with her or talk to her.
Right.
Of course, mother is always a mother and a father as well. And I think both parents, and I stress this to anyone going through a divorce, and it kind of brings tears to my eyes because they have to keep their problems separate. Mine happened to be in the media, you know, so it got crazy and I had to deal with that. And then certainly I cried myself to sleep a lot and, you know, I'd have to go on TV and protect Lindsay's situation because it's my child. Not to say I don't reprimand her when she's home, which I do. I mean, but I wasn't going to cut and bleed for her to tell her story on television. And there were people I trusted that talked about me and sold stories, you know, personal things, which was very, very hurtful. So that was difficult on my child, first of all. And, you know, that takes its toll. But I think now that we're in a good place and I feel, and we've been in a good place for a while, and I feel that they need to have clarity with both parents, good, bad, or indifferent, to move on with their lives.
You're listening to All's Fair with Laura Wasser, a new podcast that provides a fresh take on navigating the most important relationships in our lives, including the ones with our co-parents.
Give me an example, particularly during this quarantine situation. I know the two girls are in Dubai, yes?
Yes. This is really crazy because I always have kids around me. It's like either they're friends or, you know, forever. I've been in this house 18 years, so I'm going through a lot, empty nesting, you know, what a lot of people are going through. Lindsay and Eliana are in Dubai.
Do you FaceTime with them? I mean, how are you? You and Michael able to keep in touch with each other and the four kids during this pandemic? With everything being so uncertain, I'm sure they're being anxiety. They're wanting to look to mom and dad to kind of either calm them down, or maybe they're worried about you guys because we're all older now. So how is the family interacting during this time? And more particularly, how are you and Michael kind of keeping it together for them?
Michael's married to someone else and has little children. So he kind of has his own life. And, you know, I speak to him at times, but it's not like an everyday thing. And my girls, that's separate. You know, they'll call him, or I FaceTime and Zoom my girls. They're like every second. They talk to do this. And my son and his wife, what am I saying? Sorry, Nina, but they're married and live in Manhattan.
Okay.
They've been married for 3 years. And then my other son, Dakota, my youngest, who I also manage, is quarantined in LA. He's with IG Models and works as an actor out there. So we're all over the place. And I'm dog sitting co-op, which I'm surprised he's not jumping on me right now. It's Golden Retriever, who's 5. So he doesn't talk. So it's really hard for me. I'm kind of a talker. And my mom is very close to me. She's 96. She's my rock. And my girls call my mom and my boys all the time.
Good.
And she's like, you know, Lindsay, you'll forget the time difference. It'll be kind of late at night for my mom. And she's like, I'll pick up anytime you call, which is amazing. They still have their grandmother. And I saw my mom. I lost my dad about 15 years ago. So, but thank God for Zoom and this technology.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about Reconstructing Hope, the 501c nonprofit. Tell us what it does and why you're so interested in it.
Well, Reconstructing Hope, they came to me several years back, and what they do, it's really amazing. Anyone who's been a victim of abuse, they go as far as, there's a team of doctors, and they go as far as even a tattoo removal to have the woman or man, for that matter, you know, it's any relationship can be abusive, and there'll be someone to remove a tattoo. If, God forbid, someone's nose is broken, they'll reconstruct that. It's all free. There's no charge. They have, you know, therapists there to work.
So these are victims of domestic violence who are getting help, and particularly reconstructive surgery or aesthetic things changed.
You can go online to reconstructinghope.org and they will get that information.
Wow.
Where they can go and help them. We're in New York, California, and we're going to be in other states soon. But it's a wonderful thing because, you know, a lot of people everyone doesn't have the financial ability and they're just hurting. And if they can help them in any way, they're giving their time, dentist, if teeth are knocked out. I mean, things that, you know, you'll look in the mirror. They want you to see yourself. They don't want you to look and see the past.
The abuse. No, this is your next chapter. Moving on. I love that. Okay. So you can go to reconstructinghope.com. .org. Okay. And then for you, your next chapter has been your new podcast that you're doing. Yes. With Chanel. Tell us about it.
Well, I've known Chanel Amari for years. I hired her when she was 17. When she turned 18, she traveled with Lindsay as her assistant. And then when that, you know, ended and she was going back to college, I took her on as my assistant. And then over the years, you know, she flourished in her own. She's a stand-up comic. She had her own podcast. She has Chanel in the City out of New York, Long Island girl as well. And I'm like, she calls me Mama D, all Lindsay's friends. That's where that came from. As silly as it sounds, it's actually real. So she's had her own podcast, and I didn't know anything about this world. I was on hers, and it was wonderful. And I said, I have an idea. Why don't you come on and, you know, be co-host with me? I'm the host. She's the co-host. And she's a whole other demographic. She's 36. But she actually brings the millennials to me and that demographics. And I'm an older, I bring the older people in, and it's a beautiful marriage, I think, so to speak, in this world. And nothing's off topic. We go from soup to nuts, from A-listers to normal people to doctors, lawyers.
And it's on Spotify, yes?
Spotify and iTunes. And then
iTunes.
It'll drop to iHeart.
Got it. Okay. So I'm not sure that you're familiar with too much litigation, but one of the tools that we attorneys use.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I've been to many lawyers, but you're the best.
Thank you. So one of the tools we use during the discovery phase is called interrogatories. And so they're formal questions that require the opposing party to respond with information relevant to the matter that's being litigated. So here on All's Fair, they're not really that serious, but they're very important. So Dina, will you play the interrogatory game with us?
Yes.
And do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Dina, which relationship in your life has had the most profound impact?
My father.
And tell us why.
Well, I'm the youngest of three older brothers and many boys on my mother's Italian side and no girls. So I gravitated. My dad, I was like daddy's little girl, so to speak. And he just taught me so much and made me the person I am today. He was involved in many charities. He was one of started Meals on Wheels, Big Brothers, Dr. J and him. I don't know if you know Dr. J, the basketball player.
Yes.
Started that.
I'm old too.
you don't look old. You look old. We're not old. Are we old? No.
We're not old.
39. We're 39.
39.
Forever.
As Elizabeth Taylor said, she'll never say a day over 50. So
there you have it.
I like 39. Yours was better, but oh well. But there's no Botox during quarantine, so we're all kind of over 39. But anyway, actually, my dad was just a very giving, loving, my mom as well, person. And all my life, he's taught me so many lessons that I carry with me. And like I said, my children lived at my parents' house for a while, and my dad was very, very instrumental in their upbringing with me as also, you know, also, because like I said, I was very young having Lindsay, and he was very, very important in that as well.
Nice. What's your favorite love song?
Oh God. When you asked me this, I was like, okay, there's like 1,000 because I'm a diehard romantic, which is probably lame at this point, but,
a hopeful romantic. We believe in love.
True. Go Cinderella. Yes. Actually, Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton. Huge fan of Clapton. Jackson Brown, probably all of his songs. James Taylor. I mean, I just. And the list goes on, but yeah, they're top three to go through. I mean, my first concert was America. They even have. My kids were little, I played them all, so that's why they're all so into and know all these older groups.
Right, really that's good.
Yeah.
What's the one piece of advice you'd share with your 20-something-year-old self?
Oh God! Everything I've learned up until now. It's a very broad statement, but so many things. Oh gosh, I think. Not to rush into things, to take your time, to slow down, not worry so much. And yeah.
Okay. You said you're a hopeless romantic. Tell us which romantic comedy you could watch on repeat.
Well, I watch a lot of them on repeat. And so have my girls, because we're like silly with that as well. But I love The Holiday.
Yep. We get that one a lot. Love The Holiday.
Love it. It was just on two nights ago, and Allie just zoomed me from Dubai, and she was watching it with Lindsay. Not to mention Nancy Myers did direct it from The Parent Trap, who is an angel, powerful woman, so talented. Her movies are just the epitome of love stories. I mean, she's just great.
Yes, agree.
Comedy and romance together. Yeah.
Well, Dina, your podcast is going to be a hit. We definitely will listen. Thank you so much for joining and zooming in with us today on All's Fair. Tell our listeners how people can keep up with you online.
You can go to, I'm on all social media, just Dina Lohan, verified. Okay. You see a little blue check, and that's me. Also, go to Listen to Me, the OG Mama D podcast. It's kind of a tongue twister, but it's Listen to Me, the OG Mama D podcast. On iTunes and Spotify, coming soon to iHeart.
Love it. Thank you so much for being here today. Stay healthy, stay safe, say hello to the kids.
All right, thanks. And you guys, I listen to you. And Laura, you're amazing.
Thank you.
And I heard you on, I forget what it was Oh, Johnny, you sent me the link, I think, or I just maybe found it on my own. But you were on a show and you were saying, you know, you were married and then you weren't. And then when they said, would you ever get married? And you're like, hell no.
It's not in the cards for me, I don't think.
But I wanted to ask, I met Jesse, my boyfriend now, on Facebook for 6 years. And I just want to, you know, talk about that you can meet someone on virtual. You know, he lives in LA, I live here. We haven't met. We're going to meet after coronavirus.
And haven't met yet? I've
known him for going on seven years, talking to him on the phone. We started, of course, as friends. And then, you know, it evolved over that time. And I just feel that Jesse and I are at a place where we really care about each other deeply, and we're going to see where it goes after Corona. But
so you've never seen him in person, even when you guys are just friends.
Time Zoom,
right?
But not
no in person. No. Oh wow, that's really exciting.
But it's not as weird as it seems, because the irony of that is during this time, virtual dating and all these apps are like through the rock. They rocket.
Yes.
Crazy. And I always tell my girls, get to know somebody first, like talk on the phone.
Right.
You know, of course, the rest of it will come. You know, just don't jump right into something before you actually speak to them and hear their words and know really what they're about.
Right.
One of the benefits actually of dating online and dating virtually now is that the option of like jumping into the sack is off the table. So you have no choice but to get to know them first during coronavirus.
You've been listening to All's Fair with Laura Wasser, a new podcast that provides a fresh take on navigating the most important relationships in our lives, including the ones with our exes. You can find new episodes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.